conducting the training. Conducting the training is a complex process. Earlier, while preparing for it, you choose the content and skills that the participants are supposed to learn. You also have selected means and methods that will support understanding of the content being conveyed. The time has come to implement. An important element will be skillful targeting and cooperation with the participants of your training. Each of them has its own specific character traits, preferences, work style, or views. Everyone expects to meet their expectations, and you are the one who is to direct the whole thing and bring them effectively to the goal set. Bartenders, or people who just want to become them, are in the assumption of people who would have the ability to quickly establish contacts and openness to others. These features should help you at the beginning of your training. As time passes, more will depend on you than on the characteristics of the group. Although each training group is different, you can still meet similar types of participants in each group. For example, in the course of decorating drinks, some will immediately want to create spatial decorations for different types of glass, use numerous raw materials, show the results of their own work. Others, before they get to decorate themselves, watch the show carefully and listen to the instruction. Decorations will be prepared carefully. Still others will work according to their own rules and not necessarily including the trainer's instructions. How to control such different dynamics of participants. Your creativity and ability to coordinate activities will be important here. Pay attention to the directions and ways of implementing the activities. Do not cut new ideas at the beginning. Listen to the end, what the participant has to say, with the goal of motivating training in mind, and always lead to the right direction. There may be behaviors in the group that hinder the proper functioning of the group process. It can be intense, forcing your own opinion and dominating or wanting to impress the group. On the other hand, you can meet with excessive submission, passivity, or even indifference. Because of their negative impact on other people, they should be mastered or eliminated. It's important that you do not act on emotions and do not fuel unfavorable behavior. You can use the help of other participants in this aspect, although always remember to set the limits of this support. In order to minimize the possibility of going off topic during classes by too many unforeseen situations, inform the group at the beginning about the course of the training. From time to time, remind them at which stage you are and involve the participants in the responsibility for the progress of the work. And remember that working with adults and educating them is a continuous process. Do not be discouraged. Try different methods until you find one that is the most compatible with you and your own dynamics.